Well, have you ever said something you wish you hadn't said? You want to take it back? You want to do over? Well, how about we just get skilled in conversation? There's a new book called It's Better to Bite Your Tongue Than Eat Your Words, The No Regrets Guide to Better Conversation by Dr. Mike Bechtel, who's our guest. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Todd. Great to be back with you.
Can you define for us right away a conversation? Because I'm not sure we understand that whole idea anymore.
A conversation when you have two people actually trying to communicate, and it should be pretty simple because I say something, and you respond, and you say something, but there's a lot of stuff that gets messed up in there, and that's why we needed to have a little conversation around this.
We need to have a conversation about conversations.
Exactly.
Yeah. What are some of the challenges that face us when we want to really communicate?
Well, I think a lot of it is because we got the tools that we use to communicate with were little. And from whoever our adults were in our life, we learned how to communicate from them. And those tools may work as well for quite a while, especially when we're kids. But then you get new people, you get new situations, and maybe those tools don't quite work as well. And we're wondering why we always think of the perfect answer to something 10 minutes after the conversation's over. And we say, I wish I'd said this. Or we look back and say, I wish I hadn't said this. And we feel like we're stuck because this is just the way we are. These are the tools I have. And it never occurs to us that we actually could get some new skills, some new tools. And that's why I wanted to write the book in the first place, because I struggled with that.
Well, one area of communication that we all have to deal with but don't like it is confrontation. And now you've got a whole chapter about it, but you call it confrontation, not conflict. But I would think they're the same.
Yeah, the difference between the two is that conflict is something that people can have, but normally when you think about hearing confrontation, normally you say that's when we meet somebody face-to-face and we're upset and we have hostile, or I think the dictionary calls it argumentative intent, and we just assume it's going to be negative. But the difference between that is the caring confrontation comes up when there's a problem or a difficult situation and we don't avoid it. We actually go after it because we care. It's like not wanting to go to the doctor because we're afraid of what they're going to find.
Right.
And when the doctor finds something, they find something, they confront it because they care. And that's why a surgeon cuts you, because they care enough to do what needs to be done. Whereas confrontation is just argument.
Some of your articles have been posted on a website called pastors.com. And I'm wondering, as communicators, I mean, pastors or just believers in general, what do we mess up the most when we're trying to communicate something as important as the gospel?
I think a lot of times it's the we end up being people pleasers. We compare our communication skills with somebody else, and we all want people to like us. It's just human nature, and whether it's a pastor or whether it's someone else, nobody's perfect in the communication skills. In fact, James talks about that. Anybody thinks he's perfect? Well, yeah, because we have the ability to communicate and use those tools, but that can just get in the way of those types of things. So to be able to go back and focus on some possibilities of what we could do to make it different.
Now you get in here and you dive into some really good topics about being assertive, overcoming intimidation. These are things nowadays that, I mean, in the world we live in, we're afraid to get canceled.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, but at the same time, we're encouraged to have dialogue and talk to each other so that we have understanding between people with maybe differing beliefs. Can we get stuck in all that?
I think we have in the past. I think a whole different approach is we look at social media, everybody's yelling. But what if we took the time to actually listen to somebody else, even if we disagree with them, to be able to have the conversation where we listen deeply, understand, not to change our mind, not to change their mind, but just to have those human moments. People are starved, I think, to be listened to. And when it happens, it's so refreshing. That's why you can have a conversation with somebody and all you do is ask questions. They tell you about their side of things, and they go away and tell people what a great conversationalist you were because you listened. And I think that could change everything for the way we interact with people, is to still believe what we believe, but listen to other people. Treat them as the human beings that we are as well.
It's jam-packed with lots of skills that you can use to improve your communication. It's better to bite your tongue than eat your words by Dr. Mike Bechtel, who's been our guest. Thank you so much, Dr. Bechtel.
It's always a privilege. Thanks for the opportunity.